This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Look at social media. The thing called free speech rights. You look at Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media giants. And I've made it clear that we as a country cannot tolerate political censorship, blacklisting, and rigged search results. And you know, it can go the other way also.
Into this house we're born.
To this house we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown.
So that's what's happening, is it's political meddling, it's election meddling, it's violating political speech, the most protected type. We have constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes here with us getting into this. You told me about this days ago from your sources in D.C. I have similar sources, that the last straw for Trump wasn't just me getting banned, my name getting banned. It was Paul Watson particularly, and now they've lost $137 million in 2 days at Facebook and Google over this. And the Trump is coming. This is a big deal.
Oh, no doubt about it. They made a massive mistake. You're seeing Bloomberg talk about the possibility that all of these big social media tech giants might be taken apart, might be wiped off the map, might be basically forced to dissolve and forced to separate out its assets in the same way that Rockefeller was with Standard Oil back at the turn of the century. So I think what's happening is there's now, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission has now announced that Facebook has agreed to subject itself to an antitrust investigation. The Google antitrust investigation was leaked on Friday. There's talk that it will go further than Facebook and Google when they're looking at Twitter, they're looking at Netflix, they're looking at other operators. So these operators that decided to be so overtly political over the last 2 years that they were going to use their tech monopoly, their platform monopoly, to suppress, censor speech, to shame individuals, to leak private information against them, to use and leverage their power to help the Democrats take the House, to help the Democrat win the Senate in 2017, threatening to do so the same in 2020. When they reached the point where not only they banned people from using your name and InfoWars name, and at the same time banned Paul Joseph Watson from all Facebook and Instagram overnight, when they agreed he hadn't violated any rule ever, was such a shock that it's what put the president in motion. He realized, okay, this is too severe, so severe, action needs to be taken. Let's unleash the kraken of antitrust enforcement against these rogue operators who think now they get to control and govern the country and get to impose a Chinese social credit model system on the United States democracy and speech systems. And that's why this is happening, and Wall Street is responding. When you see this kind of massive one-day, half-day stock drop, it's a message that Wall Street got the message, the investors got the message, the political people got the message. These folks are going to pay a real consequence. And what the point that Will Chamberlain and others were making is, imagine that one guy, Paul Joseph Watson in London, that was the final straw that broke the camel's back, cost just Facebook $40 billion today.
Because the White House is a fan of Paul. I'm not going to get into the whole detail, but I mean, everybody knows Paul's just a funny, happy guy. And it's like, the point is, it's not going to stop.
Right.
Oh, and I mean, they didn't just kick him off Facebook. They said he's dangerous, he's evil. And by the way, the White House knows, since Obama was in, they have this whole Interpol system, which they're so freaked out they haven't announced it yet because it'll hurt the banking system because it's so discrediting. Imagine saying black people can't use credit cards. They have a plan where conservatives can't use credit cards. It was even in Reuters 2 weeks ago that the NRA won't be able to use cards, that they're hiring a Southern Poverty Law Center group to be a, quote, human rights commission at Visa and MasterCard to oversee what individuals are buying and doing to punish you if you support conservatives. I mean, so they want to abuse the big tech system, not in increments, but out of the gates, and that's really woken up people.
Oh, no doubt. And what it does is, Watson would just made it clear that their objective was purely political. Because here they admitted that they had no violation whatsoever of any rules, of any terms of service, ever. ever of any kind. They couldn't even allege the kind of weak pretext and predicate claims they had against you or InfoWars. They had no basis whatsoever, and they admitted
it was just
no
death penalty right away.
Exactly. And that those emails had been leaked a couple of weeks before, so this was too much, too far.
Let's finish up on that. We have another guest, and stay with us. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Breaking news out of Silicon Valley. Facebook has banned a number of prominent conspiracy theorists and alt-right figures.
Facebook is purging several high-profile names from its platform.
This may be one of the biggest and most impactful decisions Facebook has ever made.
Facebook taking steps to enforce its hate speech policies.
Alex Jones, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson, Louis Farrakhan, Laura Loomer, all of them were designated dangerous.
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 Dangerous people.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals.
Dangerous individuals and organizations.
Basically, they deem these individuals to be dangerous.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
They call me dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
Dangerous like hurting other people? Or dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like?
This is about the total rollout for complete and total censorship.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
What is the difference at this point between Trump's Twitter feed and InfoWars.com?
InfoWars tells viewers that the world is out to get them. None of this seems to repel President Trump. InfoWars content is useful to him. InfoWars personalities align with him.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
Because these corporations are controlled by a liberal few.
We're very focused on making sure that our recommendations and discovery services aren't highlighting groups where people are repeatedly sharing misinformation or harmful content, and we're working hard to completely remove groups if they exist primarily to violate our policies or do things that are dangerous.
Screw your rules. Your rules go against our values, and they are patently un-American.
Mark Zuckerberg is not simply censoring opinions. He's prescribing which political opinions you're allowed to have.
We need a digital Bill of Rights.
They are becoming the public square, and they control how we interact with each other. And if you think that you are going to throw up your hands and say, well, they're private companies, you are absolutely insane, and you are part of the problem.
You are a bad person. You should be censored off the Internet. Bad, yes. Bad. Get out of here, Alex.
InfoWars might have been banned from Twitter, but it seems to have found a new home over at Trump's Twitter feed.
President Trump's furious reaction to Facebook's action showcases that he is, I'm sorry to say, the InfoWars president.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
How dangerous is InfoWars?
Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes riding shotgun with us for a couple more segments. We're going to open the phones up with our guests, and he's going to go and get back to work here with some big things we've got planned in concert with the president to go after big tech, like we told you. He was getting ready with the antitrust actions a few months ago. I was in D.C. a month ago working on that with patriots in the federal government. Now, on this next subject, and I wanted Bob to ride shotgun with us some because he's got some views on this. I remember like 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, Dr. Jerome Corsi, that used to do some work here with us, I've been interviewing him for like 18 years, was like, oh, this QAnon, this is a good thing. You know, this is people inside the U.S. intelligence, and they're giving us all these little fortune cookie type deals and these, I guess, like treasure hunt type deals. It was just kind of fun. And some of the stuff in there, you know, I agree with, whatever. But, you know, I'm talking to the president, and you're talking to folks in the White House. And, you know, I'm going and having meetings with U.S. intelligence and writing reports with law firms to the president. You know, and I'm actually watching it on the news the next day, and I'm being come after and everything. You know, and then I would then just see QAnon, which would just be randoms off the Internet, say, Jones works for the Israelis. While he'll be in jail soon, Trump's out to get him. But I tell you, that Jeff Sessions, he's a good guy. And so's that special counsel. We'll have Jones dealt with soon enough, that enemy of Trump. Meanwhile, you know, miss more phone calls from the president than I've been able to take. But then, you know, I heard this is a pretty good book. I haven't read the whole thing yet. I've scanned over it. And I just want to find out, what is QAnon? Has anyone ever met the magical, like, pixie or leprechaun or thing that does this? Because I've been on air 25 years. I've got Hillary Clinton suing me 20-something times to shut us down. You know, the globalists credit us and our audience for getting Trump elected. But then if I could, you know, find this fount, because, you know, the president tweets our stuff out. But if there's a Q even in the stuff that's texted out, then it's the total proof that this is the... This is the headwaters. This is the progenitor. This is the Moses on the mountain. This is everything. And it says, not this book, but whoever Q is, because Q could be anybody. You know, I used to get the question years ago, a decade ago, well, are you for anonymous? And I said, anonymous could be anybody you want. I'm for people having free speech, and I'm for people being anonymous. But anonymous is anybody that wants to put on a Guy Fawkes mask and put a video on the Internet.
Oh, yeah.
So my thing is, hey, I'm not enemies with this Q thing. Of course he got deep into it and then said, oh, it's terrible. It's saying we're bad because it's all this infighting over the magical holy grail of, I mean, it doesn't matter you talk to the president. It doesn't matter you go confront Sadiq, you know, and the head of the Google, Sundar in Congress. None of what you've ever done matters. Because if you don't have the blessing of that magic, sky opens, angels descend and the Q forms. You don't have that. It doesn't matter you're 10th generation Texan. It doesn't matter you had family in the 1776, because this is more important than Trump. This is God. This is King Jesus. No one's ever seen it. No one knows what it is, but it's got to be bowed down to. So here's the thing. I'm ready to bow down to it. I'm ready. All I'm saying is I have no credibility. I just talked to the president. I just write reports for the president. The president just tweets my stuff out. This has the credibility. So joining us is Roy Davis, who is a nice guy from the Q movement. Captain Roy is a proud father of two boys and grandfather. He's retired from the travel industry and lives on his boat in Florida. He's a U.S. Merchant Marine officer holding Master's Captain rating with the U.S. Coast Guard and DHS Homeland Security. He's a Reddit original poster and Q scribe. Again, I'm not putting it down. I don't know if this. I'm going to learn the magic. Author and patriot. Roy's the best-selling co-author of QAnon, An Invitation to the Great Awakening. The book was the second best-selling book on Amazon, the first on censorship and politics category. His new book is directed to Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, and a good percentage of every book sold will go right towards that. So thanks for joining us, Captain Roy Davis. And I'm being serious. We're going to break here in a few minutes. You've got the floor. But just did I not properly worship Q? Or because I'm not an Israeli agent, and I do talk to the president, and our audience did help get him elected. How do I become worthy to even suck the toes of Q?
Alex, it's not that official, really. And again, we're not looking to be confrontational. We're just you mentioned earlier in this program, and I was glad I was listening, because you said that a lot of times the folks are looking for the truth, the secret sauce. And what we're here to say is that myself and thousands of Anons feel like we finally found the real McCoy, somebody that was going to be able to drop truth informational. We call them drops. But it gives us a chance to look behind the curtain. And really, the genesis of this book, it really was with 12 associates of mine. We all took a chapter. It came out, you'll appreciate this, it came out of censorship and being banned. We just had a little group. We're not trying to convert anybody. We're just trying to let people know what we found. And you can choose to believe it or not. We're just reporting what we found. And we feel like we found the real McCoy in the Chan boards, a true insider that's giving us the skinny about what's happening. And not the mockingbird media lies. And
I want to be clear, because I'll have you on for 10 hours over the next month to get to the bottom of this. I'm really on because I respect Corsi.
Yes.
Went with this, and some of what I saw Q saying was in league with what I got. And I think people then on the inside sort of did start leaking some things under it, using it as a symbol. So I think a lot of what Q has said is real. All I'm telling you is it got hijacked by a bunch of people saying Trump hates me and I'm an Israeli agent, and none of that's true.
Well, no, it really wasn't, you know, it wasn't really hijacked. And I was explaining this to Darian. I said this to some other people, is that the network, and no one has talked to Q, and there's no communications outside of the board, is a group of people that are military intelligence background. And they've been asked to give this information out. It's not classified information. It's just little tidbits of truth and pointing people in the right direction. And there's nothing magical about it. We've just stumbled across this, and we're just reporting what we found. Now, not everything is 100% accurate, but we're just doing the best we can.
Well, you seem like a genuine, nice, smart guy. And people that tell me they read your book say it's great. I'm going to read it. I've just been so busy. In fact, I'll finally read it this weekend and have you back on. Then I'm going to give you the floor when we come back, because I did my whole diatribe venting about people saying their cue, which obviously weren't speaking for it, whatever. I'm not enemies with this thing. I just sit there and I watch stuff going, Trump is Jones's enemy, says Q, and obviously that's not Q, it's a bunch of bull.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Defiance, the globalists attempt to shut us down. Thanks to the audience, spread the word. You're beyond the resistance. You're the heart and blood and guts and bone and fist and brains and eyeballs of this whole damn operation. So I'm going to read this book this weekend. I got it a few weeks ago. I read the QAnon stuff, and it's a bunch of, as one goes, we all go and, you know, look for the magic stuff, figure out what it means. If it gets people thinking about politics and about behind the scenes and about not just one-dimensional, it's healthy. My issue is people saying they were QAnon, saying Jeff Sessions is good, Alex Jones is bad, Trump's got it all under control, when I know for a fact he's fighting for his life, we're starting to turn the corner. That's where I got frustrated, and I know Bob Barnes, constitutional lawyer, has some points on this and why he thinks the QAnon thing is so important. I just know I go out to, like, Trump rallies, and I'm shaking almost every hand's a listener, except every 20th hand's like, Alex, I used to like you, but is it true what Q says about you? I go, what did Q say? Well, I saw a message board saying you're really Bill Hicks or whatever, and I'm just like, I understand that Q is the holy one. I just have had the president on and on record talk to him and get him reports and, you know, do all this. But how do I become a holy one? But I understand your book, An Invitation to the Great Awakening, the Renaissance. That's something I promote. So we appreciate Roy Davis, Captain Roy Davis at gmail.com, best-selling book on Amazon. Who can speak for QAnon? Has anyone met this person, what do you want to say about it?
No, Alex, nobody's ever met Q, and probably nobody will. It's a team of people, and no one's even spoke to Q. All the communications are just through the Chan boards, originally 4chan, now at 8chan, and that's the way it's set up. It's just an informational drop. That's all it is. It's an insider, and thousands of us have been following us for a year and a half, and we feel it's a valid insider, and there's no special grace needed. And the one thing you have to bear in mind is that this is a public board, and what we've learned over the course of this journey is that not everything that's put up there is either intended for strictly for the anons or intended for the good people. A lot of the times it's put up there for misinformation, for deceptive reasons. Just like you said, you watch the board. The enemy watches the board, and that's part of the whole thing, is that it's not all spelled out. And certainly we know President Trump, one of the first things he's told everybody is he's never going to dictate his plans. He's never going to forecast what he's going to do. And again, part of that is the art of deception, the art of the deal, what have you. And again, that's the way the board works. There's no one person that speaks for it. This is information that flows freely, publicly. And we're just some people that have dedicated some time into figuring out what's going on and just conveying that to the public.
Okay, well, let's say Q's real.
A team of people.
That's just one person in government with all these other deals. I have former CIA section chiefs on, with breaking down plans to overthrow the president. I have former, Fulbright colonels that ran huge black op ops saying Hillary was shipping missiles into Syria and they killed the ambassador, and 2 years later it all comes out as true. No one cares when I've got, like, former section chief or former commander. It's like, blah, whatever. We have Q, and it says you're a traitor, and I'm just sitting here looking at this, says, I can't follow it all the time. How do you know when it's on 4chan or 8chan that it is the Q person? Because I've seen some smart things said by who they said was Q, but how do you even know all this? And then have you seen the Lord and Savior, the Highness Supreme, King of Kings, the actual Q, say that I'm this horrible person who's about to be arrested for treason against Trump? Because I get these calls that the Lord Q has said that I'm bad.
Well, there's a lot of misinformation out there, Alex. I mean, for one, I could tell you, and I've seen every post, there's never anything mentioned about Bill Hicks. So, you know, if somebody told you that was in there, they've been giving you false information, trying to pin it on us.
Yeah, I just see these YouTube videos with 500,000 views of guys going, I used to like Alex Jones until I learned he was a traitor from Q. So those are Q pretenders to the Q throne.
Well, it's not even a throne, Alex. This is just a movement of millions of people, and there's no real leader, and I think it's built that way. And I think a lot of people are trying to grasp how we can bottle this, how we can get this all, who's the spokesperson.
I've read some of your book. It looks good. You seem like a nice guy. Like, I've had the president on. I've had a whole bunch of conversations with the president, but our listeners got him elected, so this is tail wagging the dog. We're real people. I'm an American patriot. All I'm saying is that I'm here. I'm a real person. My name's Alexander Jones. I've been here 25 years. I'm real. And so when I just hear people saying that this holiness has said that I'm bad, I want to just find out who the holiness is.
Well, Alex, there's been a year and a half, and I think what happened a while back, if we're talking about late April or May, I knew Jerry Corsi before Q. I come from the JFK movement. I think Jerry Corsi said some things that were toxic to our point of view, and again, as you know, I mean, he did a 180. So again, I'm not trying to talk out of school or talk bad about anybody else. He just changed his mind, and
I hear you. And Corsi's suing me. And I'm not going to get into it for no reason. So I agree. I just respected him and said, okay, Q must be back, as he said. And maybe when I attack Q, then other people in Q's name attack me. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'll say it.
Well, it's not a question being right. We're just trying to all move forward. This is everybody, and I was talking there, everybody that is Q is 100% behind President Trump. I mean, so everybody here is on the same team, and
that's good news. Let's talk about it when we come back. You'll have the floor to break that down, because I want to move forward. Because I think I'm known for 25 years. I've talked to the president. I'm a patriot, you know, and I just want people to know out there that I think the left may have hijacked Q. Your constitutional lawyer, what's your take on this briefly?
Well, I mean, I think some of the interesting things that maybe he can answer is I've been a Q skeptic from day one, and there's a wide range of reasons for that. I respect the people who want to do their own independent inquiry and want to come to their own conclusions. I'm skeptical of anything that was suggesting that either Trump had more control than that didn't recognize the degree of threat that the president faced. We do have a real dual state in the country that the president does not control, and that is a constant, continuous threat to the president. I was particularly critical when aspects of the Q crowd was suggesting that either Sessions or Huber were in control, when my view was they were not, based on my experience in the criminal defense field. And now, of course, turned out Barr wouldn't need to be there and wouldn't need to be stepping in and hiring other people if Huber had been doing anything over the last 2 years of consequence. But I respect the sincerity of the people that are involved in the Q concerns. My concern was that some of it was being misled and misdirected to believe things were safer than they really were, to believe that Julian Assange was in a better position than he really was. There was part of the Q movement that thought that Julian Assange...
Oh, yeah, Drudge even picked up our story from Corsi that he was going to be flown out to Switzerland, and I tried to call Corsi. Corsi says, Q says. And I said, man, stop going with what Q says.
Correct.
And I don't want to feed Drudge BS. I've never done that in my life.
Precisely. And the other important part is, I think, you know, in dealing with people in the tax protest movement, other movements, I've dealt with people that they
Well, the point is, stay there when you come back. Yeah. I had so much credibility then, because I'd never screwed Drudge over, that I think Drudge probably halfway looks at me a little askance now, rightfully so, because he linked to Corsi saying that Assange is being flown next week to Switzerland. It wasn't true. It wasn't real. And it burned my ass.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com,
because
that's what people out here are talking about, InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Just go there.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, you've got your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car.
So, if you've got a few questions, real quick questions for our guest on QAnon, he's one of the leading, most respected experts on it. I think it's a fascinating phenomenon you talk about for days, so I appreciate him coming on. He's a nice fella. That's great. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. So, your book, The Great Awakening, here, Captain Roy Davis, or Captain Roy D, as you're known online. Other points you want to make about QAnon, and all of this, because, you know, it became this huge phenomenon. I remember being 3 years ago at the RNC, about a third of the shirts were InfoWars.com. And Hillary for President shirts, our shirts. And, you know, I go to the Trump rallies, about 10%, 15% are now, and the other 50% are QAnon. And a lot of folks still shake my hand and like me, but others look at me and they say, you know, too bad you're going to prison, Q said. So you're saying people might have told me wrong. Whatever it is on the internet thinks the guy that the mainstream media thinks got Trump elected is the enemy and I've got to be shut down. So that's why I'm just interested in it. Why would Trump put all those tweets out supporting InfoWars and saying we're good and saying we don't doctor video and tweeting our and saying he's so proud and so happy to see our work? Is that like some super slick Q thing, a code, let folks know I'm the bad guy?
No, I think we're all on the same side, Alex. I think it just got askewed a while back with the Corsi controversy, if you ask me. And again,
you're on the page with me, boy. Let me tell you. So instead of me interrupting, give us your Q view then.
Well, you were talking about where to start in the book here. I'll tell you, because all my articles are about political corruption. It'd be right in your wheelhouse. My chapter there in that book was called The Characters of Obamagate, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, a little bit of a Clint Eastwood theme. And what I did is I have about 200 articles that deep dives on all these characters, and I picked out five good guys like Admiral Rogers, Mike Flynn. I picked out five medium people, and then I picked out five of the real bad guys, like Soros and the Hillary Clintons and such. And,
I did read that part of your book, and I agree with what Q has said, who the good guys are. Admiral Rogers helped blow the whistle when he was president-elect. He did a great job.
Oh, no doubt about that. And I think there's aspects that, I mean, I think the biggest concern people had was that you had within the Q movement a lot of very intelligent people, a lot of very sincere people, a lot of very dedicated people. And the fear was, or the worry was, that they would, that their great skills and collective talent and collective voices would be detoured on agendas that were not consistent with protecting the
rebels.
Exactly. It basically eliminated from the public debate and dialogue about issues about Julian Assange, issues about deep state issues, because there was part of the Q movement that was giving this impression of safety and security that said, don't worry, all of it's planned out. You don't have to worry about whether Sessions is doing his job. You don't have to worry about whether Huber is doing anything at all. You don't have to worry about whether the president is under constant, continuous threat of de facto blackmail and extortion to engage in unnecessary wars and military conflicts. You don't have to worry about whether Julian Assange will spend the rest of his life in the bottom of a prison cell somewhere at Supermax.
When Trump said, if you got it, release it.
Absolutely. Not only that, what Julian Assange did was expose the corruption of Hillary Clinton. Let's be clear. That's the only reason why he ever got prosecuted.
Oh, same reason we're under attack is because we stood against the little dear Madam President. And I started seeing so-called QAnon people saying, oh, don't worry, Jones will be arrested soon. Trump knows, when they actually had a Justice Department deal open trying to arrest me. So then I was seeing concerted effort using QAnon's name in stuff no one would know. So I'm like, oh, he does have intel, but he's working for the Democrats.
What happened in my interaction was people that were part of the Q community were emailing me, asking me about whether or not there were military tribunals in Guantanamo. How would that work legally and jurisdictionally? And I pointed out, I said, that's just not happening. Obama's not being picked up and arrested. The Bush family's not being picked up and arrested. Deep state people historically have never faced the consequences of their bad acts.
Yeah, Trump can't even get legal stuff through without the courts challenging him. So let's go back to our guest. You made some good points. And I'll have you back for a full hour just for you to talk, The Great Awakening, the book. People should get it at Amazon, wherever else they want to get it. And you make some good points from what I've read in the book.
Actually, Alex, the reason I was initially talking to Derry is in a couple of weeks I'm coming out with my own personal book, which is going to be about Spygate. And we're real thrilled about that, just trying to do all the characters that are going to be appearing here as the D-class and some of the FISA information is let out to the public. But to answer Mr. Barnes, let's look at Mr. Huber. You talked about John Huber, a special prosecutor out of Utah. Granted that Attorney General Barr just cleared up that that he initially had taken a look at everything, and then he stepped back until Horowitz could do things, and then at this point, Barr has assigned all the FISA stuff to Durham. But what they mentioned, and Attorney General Barr mentioned this, is that Huber's been working on the Clinton Foundation. from day one. So that's since November 17 that he's been doing the Clinton Foundation. And so I say, let's just give it some time before we say that there's been absolutes or nobody's done anything. One of our adages is future proofs past. And this is a long game, Alex, especially, you know, people like myself have been fighting since Dallas 63 for truth. Let's give it a time, you know, and we're not saying that.
Well, sure, I get that history repeats, so.
Right.
And then you just change that adage. But what about people that say it's like cultic, how it says, as we one go, we all go? Or give us some of the other adages, because they just seem like rewrites of other things.
Well, our title that we used, we picked because it was this first book that we did was a collaborative effort by 12 of us, is that we used a old John F. Kennedy saying, which is, where we go one, we go all. It not only was on his personal yacht bell, and I have some affinity to the water, but it was also mentioned in White Squall. Jeff Bridges used that term, and actually they brought in a dummy bell and used the bell. It's just a saying, and that goes back to President Kennedy, and it's more of a collective effort. You remember back in the 60s, he was just trying to get us all together as a country.
Sure, kind of right many hands country. Make light work.
And I think that's just been a resurgence. It's just like make America great again. We're trying to bring back some of the old ways, and certainly.
Sure, so how does it work? Because you say you never heard. How do you know who it's the real Q on the channels? Because you say the real Q says, I'm not this evil person. Well, people in Q's name say I am. So let me just say Q then. Let's say, for sake of argument, Q is knows what Q's talking about. The actual Q doesn't say I'm bad?
Alex, again, a lot of stuff has been said either way. And again, I think you're concentrating on something back in April and May that Corsi was involved with. You know, we're trying to, you know, move on. I don't want to depict everything that he said, because a lot of the stuff they've said is misinformation. Just like I said about, I personally believe Mr. Barnes that Sessions is actually going to come out at the end of as being a good guy when we see everything he's done behind the scenes. Again, we got to give a lot of this stuff time to play out. There's been no...
Bob, did you say that?
I mean, my view is a much more skeptical view of Sessions, and the reason for that is, I mean, for example, I understand everybody wanting to believe that John Huber was doing good activities. Two things. I know Sessions' modus operandi when he was a United States attorney. And the second part is with Huber, IRS criminal investigations, which is what was purportedly happening with the Clinton Foundation. The reason why Congressman Meadows called that committee investigation is because he knew Huber wasn't doing anything. I knew that if it was an IRS criminal investigation in the Clinton Foundation, there's about a 99% chance I would have heard about it, because IRS criminal investigations I do more of than almost anything else.
You're a leading figure.
Correct. Exactly. And because of the nature of that case, because of the way IRS criminal investigations work, who they subpoena, who they reach out to, I've been involved in a bunch of IRS whistleblower cases on both sides of the aisle. There's almost no chance that Huber is doing any meaningful investigation beyond looking at some pieces of paper. He didn't even know basic information that the whistleblowers had given him, that they were having to call back. That's the reason why Meadows was so upset. And so I thought that part of what Q was doing was meant to quiet and silence potential criticism of Sessions by having some of the most informed and passionate people that were in the Q movement misdirect their energies. And that's where some of the concern came from.
So let me ask this question as we get a break and finish up after. Captain Roy D.
Yes, sir.
How do you know when it is the real Moses from the mountain, the real tablets? How do you know on 4chan and 8chan that this is the Q?
It's like BitChain. They have trip codes, and it's just like the same encryption with Bitcoin. It's encrypted, and it's only one person can have that number, and that's how we've tracked it for the last year and a half.
So 4chan or 8chan, whoever runs those boards, they could never fake that. They're little sweeties.
As the experts say, Alex, and again, it hasn't been, no one else has come up with being able to duplicate their own number. So again,
let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
War on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. This broadcast is the Excalibur of the reawakening of the West. We have pulled the sword from the stone. We have recharged the Republic.
You are the resistance.
We have proven in the war.
From Austin, Texas.
We are public.
Worldwide.
We are scarred.
Alex Jones.
We are taking on the Republic of the Big Land. And our listeners are the front lines of that fight. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes riding shotgun with us, author with A Great Awakening, Merchant Marine, and researcher, interesting book, QAnon, An Invitation to the Great Awakening. Let me ask you this question. I want to take a few calls. Let me ask you this question. I'll have you back for a full hour or two just to take calls and really give you the floor to talk about it more, because I'm really fascinated, because a lot of folks are into this. In a way, I like it because it gets them looking for political stuff, but you can look in government documents, you can look at actions, you can look at history, you know, instead of 4chan things. I'm not in competition with 4chan, But 4chan and 8chan have launched a lot of famous hoaxes, the OK symbol being white supremacist, all of it. They got a lot of smart folks on there. It's very interesting, very dynamic stuff. You know, I'm all for free speech. But could this not be 4chan or 8chan's greatest hoax where they say, here's this code, the mouth of God speaks from this, and then everybody runs around crazily, you know, after it?
Well, the one thing, Alex, is it's one thing to have the code, but it's another to have the goodies. And they've had both. You know, like what we've said, and it doesn't matter if it's Lionel or Doug Hagman or John B. Wells.
Was that the goodies, though? I mean, was it the goodies when they said that Robert Mueller was a good guy?
Well, let's just say that some of this, as I said, some of this is put out. There's a few people that have always been kind of a gray hat that we've not been 100% told either way, you know. And I'll stand with Hoover, and not to be confrontational with Mr. Barnes, but yeah, I believe that Hoover is a good guy, and that he'll come up with the goods on the Clinton Foundation.
Speaking of Hoover, what about that standoff at the Hoover Dam? What happened there?
That's with some individual on his own, and it's just like everything else. You hate to be, if you had one crazy listener, you'd hate to be tagged to that.
No,
listener.
I'm not. I'm just trying to, he thought there was some cue message there.
There's a lot of people that have been activated, as you know, with your MK Ultra and so forth, Alex, with all the history you've done. There's people been activated, and again, they're activating people on both sides.
Look, all I know is the so-called Q people say that I'm not talking to Trump and that all this other stuff's going on. And, boy, that's funny then, because I've talked to Trump publicly. I've talked to Trump privately. And I just know that, like, everyone bows down to some anonymous deal. It just gets a little weird. Let's go to Lee in Washington, D.C., then Carlos and a few others, and jump at any time here, Captain Davis.
Yes,
go ahead. Is it Lee? Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're sitting there. How you doing, brother?
Go ahead. Your phone's a little distorted. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know, my main concern is that a lot of Trump people have learned to be very skeptical of the media and learned to be very skeptical of, for instance, when a news story says, well, an unnamed source told us. My concern is that Q seems like the ultimate unnamed source. In fact, they're saying we don't have a name on it. And so my concern is that a lot of well-meaning people have been, I hear this on the Assange thing all the time. There are people who believe in the Q thing who are saying that Assange is not in Belmarsh prison, but he's in fact being in protective custody. And it's simply not true. But I would even ask, what if you're wrong? If you're wrong, you're misleading people. If the interpretation of Q is wrong, it's misleading a lot of people, and I see them all the time. So how does this contribute? Isn't this getting people to commit exactly the same error that regular people make about CNN and MSNBC all the time, just with a pro-Trump slant?
I have a valid point, sir. I back you up on that as far as misinformation, but I've not seen anything that has stated on the boards that Julian Assange is in or out or is any specific location. This would be a few people done interpretations, just like a few people called Alex. That's not what's appeared on the board. And I guarantee you, you can look at my Julian Assange article that I have posted, and there's no such deviations. I mean, this has been...
Sure, but if
again,
Trump comes on my show, does Trump himself trump a QAnon board, or like maybe Jehovah is trumped by it? Like, is there anything in the known universe that trumps a 4chan comment? Is that like so powerful that if 4chan said everyone kill yourselves, we'd all do it?
No. You're misrepresenting all the 4chan stuff. I mean, everybody that we work with, the QAnon people, we're 100% behind President Trump. He's the ultimate authority. That's who we're all with. We've interpreted that General Flynn through some of his comments and statements, is that he's mentioned about putting together an army of digital soldiers, and we've all interpreted that as the Q board, and what we've been groomed and told to
almost
follow.
like InfoWars, the Q invented, like an info war, get the public involved, getting fighting for freedom.
Make America fresh again.
Exactly. There wouldn't actually be real patriots involved in creating a real info war group. Thank God there's Q to tell us what it is, though.
Well, I think one thing to go back to the idea that future explains and justifies prior beliefs. another version of that is, you know, past is prologue. From my experience, I mean, I'm as someone who's a political better and a political gambler, I'm always fine with the various predictions that are made out there. And I always like it when people put money where their mouth is. And at least in my experience and interface with some of the stronger Q components who use Q as the justification to believe things that I don't find to be likely to be proven true ultimately, at least as it applies to Mueller, as it applies to Sessions, that part of the Q community that was advancing
or Guantanamo.
Exactly. Those guys were white hats. Completely false. There is no Guantanamo cases. That was completely false. There was secret military jurisdiction. Completely false. Because at this point, we have got to that future point because Mueller is now retired. We're gone.
And by the way, and we're people that actually talk to the White House. So it's not like our names aren't known. But then I'm not putting this fellow down. It's important to cover Q and look at some of the good things that people think. I'm not here to beat him up. But like, at what point do people not understand that there's all this bona fide real stuff going on?
Well, and the only thing I'm recommending to the Q audience is to use their same intellectual capacities and devoted passion to be skeptical of wherever Q is necessarily leading them to be. So if Q's outcome is, hey, let's be less critical of Sessions, let's be less critical of aspects of the press, let's be less public in defense of Assange, then I would be skeptical of whether or not that is
And that's my next point, because I noticed on the board, Lee, is it? From D.C., you had a point about Assange real quick for our guest? Oh, he hung up.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you make of Assange? Trump said, if you've got the documents, release it. And then everybody's saying, oh, Assange is great, Assange is wonderful. Assange reportedly is in the hospital now. I just, as a citizen, think Trump should have pardoned Assange. I mean, what does Q say?
Q's not really delved into a lot on Julian Assange. You know, there's just been a few cryptic drops. That's what I said. There's been nothing outlined where he is, what hospital he's in. Nothing. This has been what you're referring to is people's interpretations. I think you have to look at everything as a big picture, Alex. It's just not one particular item on one particular day. This is just a confluence of information. If you ask us to think for ourselves, to research ourselves, to figure these things out ourselves, all it is pointing us in the right direction. And letting us explore and find out the real truth. Now, again, a lot of the information we have is we know right up front is maybe misinformation. And a lot of this is from the beginning not to be revealed as far as what exactly role. It'd be nice if we knew from day one a Sessions' role. It'd be nice if we knew where Assange was and everything else. I mean, the one thing that we've been with the boards with Assange, it's more about Seth Rich. That's where we've been focusing on.
Stay there. Let's do 5 more minutes to take a few calls here, and then we'll let Gerald Celente take over and do a great job. But we just promote Americana and cut and dry issues and values and ideas, and that's how we get out there and change things. And when it comes to just analyzing what you see in the clouds today, it just leads into what we thought. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last day of the extended Memorial Day special. Without you buying our products, we will be shut down. We're a real organization with real people, real names, and we have the best fish oil. We have the best turmeric bodies formula. It's 60 to 40% off store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. It's got to end. You can pre-order your new Space Force shirt. It's so popular. I knew it'd be a big hit. People are getting a lot of them, so that's great. High-quality fabric made in America. Printed in America. We're really, really proud of this new shirt. Red, white, and blue American flag on the right shoulder. It is a designer quality shirt and a collector's item. It's going to be a limited edition. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Space Force shirt. Now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Fourth hour with Gerald Celente. Your calls, Carlos, Sandy, Vanessa, Steve, Frank, and more. Straight ahead on the other side. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.